Tremendo oso. Tremendo oso.
Bechavod.
Your permission, tomorrow night is Tu Be'av. So the Mishnah says, Lo ayu yamim tovim liYisrael, would not want any better days to Am Yisrael like Tu Be'av and Yom Kippur. If somebody would ask you, what's the best days of the year? He says, Tu Be'av, tomorrow night, and Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, Yom Kippur, I understand. This is the time that Hashem gave us the second tablets. So it's a big day. I don't know what's a big day about. It's just a replacement of something. Maybe what it means that Hashem did forgive us. The Gemara says Yom Slicha Mechila sounds like two things. And Yom Kippur, Hashem forgives us. And the Gemara says, and also Hashem gave us a second luchot, second tablets. Hashem said, what is Tu Be'av all about? What's so great about this day? So Gemara has few answers. One of the answers the Gemara says that a little bit over 3 years after Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, so was the city of Beta, next to not far from Yerushalayim, there are millions of people. And Bar Kokhba was so called the mayor or the governor of that city state. And the Romans killed almost everybody, including Bar Kokhba. And after they killed them, they took the bodies and they made they piled the bodies around vineyards. They made a fence, so called, for the vineyards with the body of the dead people. And they didn't let the Jews to bury them for 3 years. After 3 years, the Caesar died, a new Caesar came. He did let us bury the bodies. After 3 years, being outside, being piled on each other, a person's bodies, after a few days, become decomposed and doesn't have the best smell. Says the Gemara on Tu Be'av, the new Caesar gave a permission to Am Yisrael to go, whatever was left, and bury. I don't know how many millions were killed. I don't know how many they buried. And they came over there. And not only the bodies were complete, they didn't even smell. Says the Gemara, this is the one of the reasons of the holiday, Tu Be'av, that we had permission to do it, and the bodies did not smell. So it's a history miracle, so to call it the second best day of the year or the first day of the year. Comes the Gemara and says, Birkat HaMazon that we say after we wash hands, after we eat bread, had at the time only three paragraphs. First paragraph was Hazanat HaKol Moshe Rabbeinu made. Second paragraph, Yehoshua Ben-Nun made when we got to Eretz Yisrael. The third paragraph, Bnei Yerushalayim, David and Shlomo made. And this was the end of Birkat HaMazon. Noah Rachaman, and Noah Kel Avinu Adirenu Borenu Mugalenu Yotzenu. Since at that time, after they had the permission to bury the bodies, and the bodies did not smell, Chachamim decided to add another bracha in Birkat HaMazon. It's called Atova Metiv. הוא היטיב לנו, מיטיב לנו, יטיב לנו, גמל לנו, גומלנו, גמלנו לעד, חן וחסד ורחמים, רווח, הצלה והצלחה, ברכה, ישועה, נחמה, פרנסה, חכלה, רחמים. Because the permission they gave us to bury. This is the Gemara Tov. It's the Kavana a person has to have. So, Berchat HaTov HaMetiv. HaTov Shelo Yisrichu. First we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you very much. The bodies did not smell bad. HaMetiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did good things to us. Shenitnu Likvura, let us bury the bodies. So the question is, what is this to Berkat Amazona? Because about 2,000 years ago, this is 52 years after Yerushalayim was destroyed, they destroyed Beta. And 3 years later, they let them bury them. A bit less than 2,000 years. So, because the letters buried, so therefore in Birkat HaMazon, every time it says Birkat HaMazon, he ate bread, he says, okay, after Bnei Yerushalayim, Amen. He says, okay, finish? No, it's not bracha. So who made this new bracha? This is the new bracha that was made. He says, why? Because something happened in Beta. What Beta has to do with me? What have to say Birkat HaMazon? Birkat HaMazon finished. David and Shlomo finished. Bnei Yerushalayim, Amen. Birkat HaMazon finished. And then the Chachamim started to add another Rachaman. Mishnah Berurah brings over there, it's a mitzvah to say Amen on every Rachaman. A powerful thing. And Birkat HaMazon to say to Rebbe Chatzalah, Sachar, Barcha, Yeshua, all these brachot, how did you get this, all these brachot? Why? Because they killed, because they buried the people in Beta. What does it mean? Comes the Gemara and tells us, in Shir HaShirim chapter 5, it says like this. Ani Yeshena, Velibi Er. Maybe you know the song also. I am sleeping, but my heart is up. Says the Gemara, Ani Yeshena Min HaMitzvot. The Shir HaShirim is a dialogue between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the male, and Am Yisrael is the female. So Am Yisrael says, so Shlomo talks like this, as the nation speaks. Ani Yeshena, we are sleeping. The nation is sleeping. The Gemara says, what do you mean sleeping? The Gemara says, we don't do mitzvot enough. We don't do enough mitzvot. We'll be here. But my heart is up. Call the Didofek. My beloved one, my uncle, knocking. Pitchili, open. Open for me. But it means the Gemara says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is asking for us to do teshuva. Pitchili, says the Gemara, open for me a small hole in your heart. And then the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us a title. Pitchili, open for me. Achoti, my sister. Rayati, my wife. Yonati, my pigeon. Tamati, my twin. My perfect twin. Sheroshi Nimlatal. My head is full of dew. What does it mean? How Chachamim tell us like this? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his wisdom, when he took us out of Egypt, out of Mitzrayim, he gave us mainly two mitzvot. The first mitzvah was to take a sheep or goat and to slaughter it. It's called Korban Pesach, sacrifice of Pesach. Then Hashem also told us that each one of us had to have Brit Milah. If you don't have Brit Milah, you cannot participate in the Korban Pesach. Says, what is really behind it? Why did Hashem do this? Chachamim say, Hashem did this because in Egypt, Am Yisrael worshipped Avodah Zarah, even though no assimilation, zero assimilation, but we did fall into a trap of Avodah Zarah. So Hashem said, "Mishchu, kulachem to mishpachotchem shartu apasach." It says, "Get away from Avodah Zarah, take a sheep and slaughter it." By this, says the Gemara, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to consider us as his sister. So it's a relationship between the brother and the sister. He says, "You know, my sister, you protect. The brother protects the sister, takes care of the sister." So Hashem took us out of Egypt and he's taking care of us. But it's a limit of protection as a brother to sister. So Kesan comes to Gemara and says, "Listen, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us those two mitzvot, who cares? You do Korban Pesach, you do Brit Milah. No. In order you want me to consider you as a relative, that the two things required that you should earn this title, my sister." Stage one. Now we came out of Egypt. And we got to Yam Suf. We crossed Yam Suf. And we jump into Yam Suf. Ready to sacrifice our life. And then, after that, we sang Azir Shir. And we said, "Hashem Imlech Olam Va'ed. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to be a king forever." And HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard it, he said, "Okay, now after this, you did it for me, you jump into the water, and you sang, Hashem Imlech Olam Va'ed, God should be, Hashem will be the king forever, I consider you as my wife. Rayati." So you earn the title a wife. Of course, the husband protects her more, takes care of her more. I mean, sister is one thing, but a wife. You have a ketubah, you have this. But lo ledu l'alechem, you know, chas v'shalom, either the husband chas v'shalom can neglect the wife, or even get divorced from her. So it's not a secure thing. Even though that we are considered the wife of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but this is not the best of the best. The best of the best that we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never, ever leave us. Like what, says the Gemara? Like a pigeon. Yonati. Hashem told us, you're going to be like my pigeon. When you're going to be my pigeon? Because you just now, you came out of Yam Suf, so you came out of Yam Suf and became a wife. She said, "Well, 3 days after we left Yam Suf, we came to a city, Mara, to a place called Mara. Over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us mitzvot. He gave us Shabbat. He gave us mitzvah parah aduma, vetkav. He gave us dinim, kibud avayim, respect to parents." Says the Gemara, "What do you think? HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares less if you keep Shabbat, you don't keep Shabbat. You respect your parents, you don't respect your parents." The Gemara says, "You keep the laws of honesty, dinim." No. The Gemara doesn't care less. Do what you want. But if you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to protect you and to be your wife forever without getting divorced from you or just neglect you, he's giving like a pigeon. A pigeon, says the Gemara, he gets married twice, once in his life to his mate. If his mate, Chas Shalom, disappears for any reason, he'll never get married to another pigeon. This is my wife forever. I don't want to get divorced, and I don't want to lose my wife. A pigeon devotes himself to his wife forever. They never get divorced. They never disappear on each other. If they disappear, it means the mate said, "Forget about it. I'm not getting married to anybody else." Tam Yonati, says the Gemara, "That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. I took you out of Egypt, you were my sister, you jumped into the arms of you, my wife, and now I gave you in Mara the mitzvot. The mitzvot is not because I care if you keep Shabbat or don't keep Shabbat. No. I want to secure our marriage. Let's call Yonati. Tamati." Says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu then called us come to Har Sinai. And he gave us the Torah. And he spoke to us. He says, this is to earn the highest age that a person should have. says this is called Tamati. It says the Gemara Tamati comes from the word Tomim, twins. Forget about it, this is my husband. Forget about it, this is my husband and never leave me alone. It says the next stage is that me and my husband is on one unit. You can have a wife and she has a bank account, you have a bank account. You see each other on the weekend and that's it. But I'm never going to get divorced from my wife. But this is not called marriage. Marriage means called one unit. There was one major Talmid Chacham in Yerushalayim, his name was Rabbi Sazalman Meltzer. He said he went, his wife had something on her foot. So they went to the doctor together. So they came inside the room. So the doctor said, yes, what's the problem? So Rabbi Sazalman said, our foot hurts us. He said, what? Whose foot hurts? He said, ours. He said, what do you mean ours? Who shall I check? I said, you check my wife. He said, check. So your foot is okay? He said, yeah. So why you say our foot? What do you mean our foot? I said, that's what our foot is. I said, we are married. I said, we are one unit. Says the Gemara, you know how far it goes? It goes like twins. Says the Gemara, what do you mean twins? Says the Gemara, like identical twins. Says the Gemara, if one twin is one side of the world, and the other one is the other side of the world, if they're exactly identical twins, if one cries on the other side of the world, this one will cry on this side of the world. If this guy we laugh, says the Gemara, on that side of the world, the other guys say, why are you laughing? I have no idea. What do you mean? I don't know. What's wrong with you? What do you mean? I don't know. I feel like laughing. Says the Gemara, because if you twins, identical twins, it means you are connected so tight that you feel for each other. Says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I feel for you, you feel for me. I feel the destruction of the Tamikdash. I feel it so hard, like it happened to me. I said, this is called Tamati. Says the Gemara, this is the level that a person should reach in his lifetime, that not only is married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then Hashem will never neglect him and leave him alone. It says, you're part, Hashem is part of you, Hashem is inside you, and Hashem considers you as Him. That's the goal. Continues the Gemara and says, let me tell you something. So the first, second pasuk in Bereshit says, "V'aretz hayta tov v'avoh v'choshech apnei tohom." Says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He created this world, already hinted that we will go through four exiles. Exile number one is after the first Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, we went to Iraq, Babel. Then came Haman, wanted to destroy us. And then we came back towards Israel. So a few years later, we started to have the problem with the Greeks, with the Ivanim. And then the second Beit HaMikdash was destroyed by the Romans. So it's the Gemara, Arba Galuyot, four exiles. V'aretz hayta tohu v'avohu v'choshech apnei tohom, says the Gemara, those words resembled. Tohu v'avohu v'choshech Yavan, the home is Rome, it says down, we are down the drain. This is Rome. Says the Gemara, let me explain to you something. See, we earned a title, first title was Ahoti. Says the stages the person has to reach it. So first you earn the title, my sister. So how do you get this sister? How do you get it? I says, Hashem told you that you have to Brit Milah and you have to stay away from Avodah Zarah. So comes the Gemara and says, you know what happened first with Amigdash? First of all, we did Avodah Zarah and we didn't keep our purity. So, it means you lose right away the title, my sister. Then HaKadosh, we went to exile, and exile is a kapara. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so-called, wants to start again. I says, what's the next title? The next title is my wife. Petri Ahoti Rayati, my wife. So how do you get your wife? So Gemara says, the Gemara says, how do you earn this title? Because you jump into Yam Suf. You're ready to give your life. And then we say, as Yashir, says, Hashem Emnuch Olam Ba'ed. Hashem Almighty, He is the one. Says the Gemara, yeah, very nice. What happened? Mr. Hashverosh made a party, and he went inside, and he did Chilul Hashem, the dishes from Bet HaMikdash. He went to the party. Mordechai told you, don't go to the party. So what do you mean? Hashem will be the king forever. So he betrayed Hashem. He says, Haman came. As it be, he says, and then the Pharisee, the Iranian, rules in the beginning, second Bet HaMikdash. He said, what happened? He says, you lost the title of my wife. You're not my wife. How can you say my wife? And you went to the party of Ahasuerus. Mordechai told you, don't go. This is against the Kadosh Baruch. So again, we suffered, we did Teshuvah, as the Megillah tells us, and we go build second Bet HaMikdash. Second Bet HaMikdash came the Greeks. And the Greeks now, we're supposed to have, again, supposed to get back the title of Yonati. Yonati means it's Hashem will never leave you alone. You're going to be married, and Hashem will be on your side forever. So Chachamim, so how did you earn this title? The Gemara says, in Mara, Hashem told you, keep Shabbat, and Hashem told you laws of honesty, and laws without reasons, red cow. In time of the Greeks, Midyavnim. What happened? We didn't keep Shabbat. We didn't keep this, we didn't keep that. You lost. Again, exile. The war, Matityahu and the children. So people say, okay, let me try again. Now you have the Tamati. You should be like a twin. How do you get this? Tamar says, this we got on Sinai. So how do you get it? I said, we said Na'aseh V'Nishma. Na'aseh V'Nishma. You said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, people said, yeah, that's what you say. Na'aseh V'Nishma. Okay, now I'm your twin. That's actually what Hashem said to build the Mishkan, V'Shachanti B'Tocham. That's the Torah means Hashem will penetrate inside us, Hashem will get inside us. It means Hashem will be our twin. We can be the twin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I said, fine, very good. Na'aseh V'Nishma, Chachamim said, it's two things. First, we said, we're going to do, and then we're going to listen. It means we're going to do anything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that means that all of us, the Torah emphasized, we call Am Yechdav, everybody was said together. I said, that's what Hashem said. I'm your twin because you're all together. But you're not together, I'm not your twin. Who shall be your twin with? Since Second Bet HaMikdash was Sinat Chinam, so people had machloket all the time, and did not keep what they said, Na'aseh V'Nishma, so vaporized Tamati, vaporized twin. No more twin, exile. Says the Gemara, here we are in exile now, we lost. You know that. How are we going to get it back? My Bet HaMikdash was destroyed. Comes the Gemara and says, listen, better as you hope. Says the Gemara, if you want to know something about Bar Kokhba, it's supposed to be Mashiach, says the Rambam. Says Rabbi Akiva said, he is the Mashiach, for sure. For sure is the Mashiach. The Gemara says Rabbi Akiva is to take the towel of Bar Kokhba, and Bar Kokhba went to Mikveh, to be Yishamash. Rabbi Akiva. The biggest says, this is the Mashiach, have to be Yishamash. I says, what happened? Says the Gemara, you know, how did they earn this title? And Bar Kokhba earned this title. Says the Gemara, in Beta was no machloket, was no hatred, was no jealousy, nothing. Zero. Therefore, the Gemara says, Bar Kokhba was there, and he says, Mashiach is coming. He says, why Mashiach is coming? He says, this is how you become again Tamati, the twin of Hashem. If there's no Sinat Chinam, the Gemara says that they destroyed HaMikdash, meaning you destroyed Tamati. And they kept the mitzvot. He says, perfect. You're ready to do everything for Hashem. So you earn the title. He says, you earn the title Tamati, you're the twin. He says, the Bar Kokhba is the Mashiach. Says the Gemara, says the Rambam, but Nerak Ba'avonot. There's something else. Says the Gemara, when Yerushalayim was destroyed, in Betar they lit candles and they were dancing. Because the people in Yerushalayim, says the Gemara, in Masechet Getin, no, Gemara Yerushalmi says it, that the people of Yerushalayim, they did not conduct business with honesty. It's to steal a lot. when Yerushalayim was destroyed, the people of Betar, the Gemara says, lit candles and said, thank God, Hashem burned Yerushalayim. They don't deserve to have Betar Mikdash. The Gemara says, that caused the destruction of Betar. Sameach le'ed lo yinakeh eseh Shlomo HaMelech. He can't be happy that something bad happened to somebody that is doing something wrong. He cannot be happy. Hashem punishes him, Hashem punishes him. But other than that, says the Gemara, this was the city of Betar. See, better sinless. Sinless people, everybody loved each other. So we earned back Tamati. Says the Gemara, let me tell you. Beta was destroyed, says the Gemara. Listen, Beta was destroyed, the Caesar destroyed Beta. Says why? Says the Gemara, because you were happy that Yerushalayim was destroyed. But other than that, Mashiach, Baruch Hu Israel. Says the Gemara, you know what happened? That 3 years after the people were killed, came a new Caesar, and on Tu B'Av, he let them bury the bodies. They went to the bodies, there were millions of bodies, and they saw the bodies are complete. Nothing happened to the bodies. And they don't even smell after 3 years being outside in the sun. Winter, summer, nothing.
In Betar.
Betar. Says the Gemara, at that moment, Chachamim decided that in Birkat HaMazon we should add another paragraph. I says, what is it? Says the Gemara, says, Tu B'Av, Tu B'Av. What is Tu B'Av? And you say, no, Tu B'Av. Why, you think the Gemara says, Chachamim said, the body did not smell. He says, why the body doesn't smell? What does it mean? What does it mean exactly? How come somebody dies, the body smells? What? What happened? This is because Hashem pulled himself out of the body. There's no oxygen in the body. There's no oxygen in the body starts to decompose. The Russian government moved the Gaon Mevilna twice from his grave. And twice the Goyim opened up the coffin of the Gaon Mevilna. And they looked at him, and they said that he looked like he died an hour before. Not only did they say, he had on his beard some water from the mikveh that they put the Gaon Mevilna after he died. But that it means, that's what Gemara says. Gemara says, bodies will not decompose for people that have pure habits. No jealousy, no hatred, no taking revenge. The body stays forever. Yomam Masechet Shabbat. I says, what does it mean? It means, how? What does it mean exactly? So, physically, if you want to explain it to somebody, it says, what do you mean? The body is in the ground, and the Gaon Mevilna died 200 years ago, and they moved him twice. And Chevra Kadisha can tell you more stories. I know other people happened to them. In our time, Vizhnitz Rebbe brought his father from Romania. So Chazanish told him, at the funeral, I want you to open the coffin of your father to show everybody your father in the coffin. The Chazanish, Baruch HaKodesh, knew that Vizhnitz Rebbe in the coffin is complete. Nothing happened to his body. Can you imagine? They open up the coffin, they see nothing inside the coffin. And this is the thing that was 50 years after he died, or 60 years after he died. And they opened up in the funeral, opened up the box, the coffin. He laid over there like he died the day before. A lot of people. In America too. I know people in America, Chevra Kadisha transferred them from Staten Island to Yerushalayim. Body complete, finished. 25 years after the person died. I know personally the people. So what does it mean? It means there's oxygen inside. It's oxygen. That's what we say. The Navi wakes up every day and they pray mincha and they go back to sleep. He says, what is it? What is it? The magic? No, it means Hashem is inside. He says, there's oxygen, Hashem is inside. It's true, the person died. But he died in a certain way that Hashem still is inside. He said, the person in the funeral can still hear all the eulogies and whatever people speak. It's a custom to tell the person before the recovering completely, they tell him something in his ear. They say, this is your name. Remember, you go up now to Hashem. This is your name. Don't forget. It's a custom. Shabbat Kaddisha does it. I said, it means Hashem is inside. It's called Tammati. It's called Tammati. I said, the people, said the Gemara, the people in Beta, I said, after 3 years being outside, nothing happened to the body. They don't smell, and the body are complete. He said, Tu Be'av, you know what happened to Be'av? Tu Be'av, the scissor gave permission to go bury them. He said, to bury who? Nobody, who will stay after 3 years outside? They came and said, you know, they don't smell. The women don't smell. It means somebody, it means Hashem is inside. There's oxygen in the system. There's oxygen in the system. A person doesn't smell. It says, Nitu Likvua, says the Gemara Kiper Admato Amo, it means the Kadosh Baruch Hu, let us bury them. I says, what even does it make you? Bury, not bury. It says, no, the Gemara says, when you bury somebody, it's the kapara for the person. But the deed, they were happy, so called, for the destruction of Yerushalayim. Hashem waved it. Hashem said, okay, now. So the Gemara says, because Hashem said, Ki afarta al afarta shuv, it's a kapara for the person, the Gemara says. The Gemara says, even when Mashiach will come, whoever is alive, will have to die for a second and get up. Because Hashem said, when you fall on the floor dead, this is your kapara. Comes the Gemara and says, Kim Chachamim, and the concept said, look, this happened on Tu Be'av, it's the best day of the year. What do you mean the best of the year? What is the best of the year? He says, that day you can earn Tamati. Okay. As the Gemara says, it's people used to go get married on Tu Be'av. Go to the vineyard, get married. The Gemara says, people used to go over there, and the Gemara says, even the ugly girls, not everybody is beautiful. The Gemara says, the ugly girls used to dance over there in the vineyard on Tu Be'av. And the boys used to come, and the ugly girls said, you want to marry me? You better bring a lot of money. So what does it mean exactly? Because marriage is not just you marry your wife. You want to marry once, and you want to be one unit with your wife. It's called tamati. The tamati. Says the Gemara, what is so great about Tu Be'av? The Gemara says, you know what's great about Tu Be'av? It says, you get married to your wife forever. And of course, as the Zohar, what it means is you get married to the Shekhinah. Because the wife, the Zohar said this, you have to treat your wife, because the wife resembles the Shekhinah. Resembles the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It says, the Chachamim said, you know what happened in Beta? You know what happened in Beta? It says, Beta means, Tamati, you are twin with Hashem. Imo Anochim Etzra, Hashem feels for you. If you have any difficulties in your lifetime, Tu Be'av is the time to get connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you should feel for your sorrow, for your sadness, for your needs, for your difficulties in your life. Chachamim said, I want to tell you something. Chachamim said, he says, Birkat HaMazon is Dak Shmone Esre. It says in the Halacha, you say Birkat HaMazon, you have to dress properly. You have to put your jacket. If you wear a hat, you have to put your hat. You have to look in the Siddur. And you have to say word by word, and you can look on the telephone, and you can look who is outside, and you can answer people, talk to you. It's exactly like Shmon Esra, like Lachash, Atzilut, it says as well. Exactly. Came Moshe Rabbeinu, and he made the first bracha. It says, bracha, first bracha, Hashem supply me food. Hashem supply food. You have to have the kavana achoti. Like you, and like Baruch Hu, he is your brother. Your brother, you know, the sister has nobody. The brother feeds the sister. Second bracha, Yoshua ben Nun, Allah Ratzvah Amazon. I said that already is called Rayati. See, you get married. You get married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he is a grieve you. No, Hashem gives you a land. It came David and Shlomo, and we were telling us for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yonati. I don't want to separate from you. We did some sins. Look what happened. So it's like after HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us that miracle on Tu Be'av, Kim Chachamim said, listen. Chof Bracha, Tamati. I says, remember, you say Birkat Mazon. He said, what do you say? I want to tell you something. When you say Birkat Mazon, you remember something. It was the city of Beta. And so what? What has to do with me now eating? You don't understand. That now that bracha was made for you to remember what happened to the people in Beta and what America HaKadosh Baruch Hu made to them, for them, because so-called they reached the level of tamati because of naaseh v'nishma. Likewise, Har Sinai. It means on Tu B'Av you go back to Har Sinai. Like on Har Sinai, we said naaseh v'nishma, and we earn the title twin with Hashem, and said the same thing as Tu B'Av. So the Gemara said the same in Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the same thing. He said, what happened in Yom Kippur? I said, Yom Kippur, we got the second tablets. What did you try to tell me? I said, you know, second tablets replace the first tablets. First tablets is what it is, Tamati. We got, first tablet is Har Sinai. Hashem, when Hashem said 10 commandments, at that time, Avraham Avinu said, Hashem already wrote on the Luchot 10 commandments. While Hashem is talking to us and tell us 10 commandments, on that day, Hashem, on that moment, Hashem wrote on the Luchot 10 commandments. And then Moshe broke it because we didn't behave. Okay, now we have Hashem replaced it. Hashem replaced it with new tablets. New tablets is not a replacement for the first tablet. It's a replacement for our state and our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, we are twins with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Gemara says. In Israel, the best day of the year, what's the best day of the year? Yom Kippur. What happened in Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur, we become a twin with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us on Yom Kippur, he gives us slicha, mechila, says the Gemara, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels for us. Imo anochi betzara. Hashem feels the suffering. Hashem feels for us because we're the twin. Says the Gemara, Tu Be'av is the same thing. Tu Be'av, Hashem showed us that he can be twin with us. But we have to be like the people of Beta. And you said, listen, Birkat HaMazon, you say Birkat HaMazon, you need something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem gave you food. He says, listen, Nu Bracha, give Nu Bracha, every time you say Birkat HaMazon, remember better, remember Tamati. So the first Bracha is, Achoti, second Bracha, Rayati, third Bracha, Yonati, my pigeon, not that, Tamati. And actually, Chachamim say, this is Hashem's names, Yud and Hei, Vav, Hei, Vav and Hei, resemble this. Yud Chochma, Mirela Chochma, Achoti, At. Wisdom is called sisterhood. This is the first letter Yud. Then it comes the letter Hey, it's called Bina. It's called Rayati, it means my wife. And then Vav is Yonati, and the last day is Malchut. It's called Tamati, it's Anosina, except the Kadosh Bachuz Malchut. As Chachamim said, it's Parsha Vayit Chanan, always comes after Tisha B'Av. It says, What happened in Tisha B'Av? Happened in Tisha B'Av, we lost the title of Tamati. That's what Rasha Moshe Rabbeinu repeats the Ten Commandments, and he tells us you were on Sinai, you were on Sinai. Hashem spoke to you on Sinai, and any nation in the world have ever heard Sinai. What do you want from Sinai? What do you want from Sinai? Why Moshe has to repeat this? Because Sinai is the peak that we earn the title Tamati. That's happened on Sinai. Therefore, Chachamim said this after Tisha B'Av, that after we did Tanya, this is what you should expect now. You'd expect Chachamim said it's Tu Be'av. Chachamim said Tu Be'av, so called it's the end of the Shiva of Tisha Be'av. Chachamim said it's like Shiva Be'av, Tisha Be'av, so called Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, so we mourn. I said the seventh is Tu Be'av. What is this? I said so called we get back to the stage of Tamati. As Chachamim said, that a person should walk to be Tamati after, of course, he has to first have Rayati, Yonati. אחותי, ראיתי על זה, זה משך כמה במינה. באמת.